Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do?
The Lord is ruling the
crowd. What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 To bring a rhema word to those in need,
or may not know of you is a pardon of their iniquity, God. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, I'm asking you, hallelujah, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just so excited and delighted, as I forestated, to come across these airways this evening. Hallelujah. I just thank God for you, because, you know, I tell you, we as people of God, we're all we got. And we have to stick together in unity. We have to get out here in what we call this vineyard. And God has commanded us, and he has also illustrated to us on winning souls for the kingdom of God. Because if we don't win souls, then how will he have a church to come back after when he come back in those clouds? So we are to be at work and winning souls for the kingdom of God and for God's purpose and God's glory and honor. Hallelujah. So I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock on tonight. And I'm going to call out the numbers that are on the monitor on tonight. And our call-in to the studio numbers are 646-200-3074. And the toll guest-in number it's a toll-free number for the guest. Call in, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. And the free toll guest call-in number is 877-598-8654. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio at the conclusion of our program. Hallelujah. If you have any comments about the program, you have any prayer petitions that you would like to go down and pray and place your petition at the feet of God, you're welcome to call in at those numbers that I just cited at the conclusion of this program. And as I forestated, only Christian-oriented individuals call into the studio. This is a religious station, and we will carry it out as such. Thank you, and God bless you. All right, we're going to go right on into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight, hallelujah, entitled, "The Winner Is God versus Satan." I want to say that one more time. The winner is God versus Satan. Hallelujah. And you know, we use this term, "Don't go there." And we know that that is an expression, and it's used by not just us, but young people as well. When they want others, when they want, you know, to get the other to watch out for danger, you know, or they'll do something that's not desirable or has undesirable consequences, and then they'll say that, can you just hear those same words being uttered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he tells you and I, don't go there? Well, we'll go back in time in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. When Satan told Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Satan started with the innuendos. God said that Or did God say that? Excuse me. Well, we find out that he appealed to their intelligence. And he said, who do you know that died from eating the fruit of a tree? And he closed with an appeal to ego. There's nothing wrong with being on God's level. We find out that he's challenged. God tried to tell Adam and Eve, don't listen to his advice, because his advice is wrong. You don't understand what will happen if you go against my counsel. Please don't go there. But instead of listening to God, we find out that Adam and Eve went there. And because they listened to the wrong voice, we find out hatred, jealousy, violence, crime, racism, sexism prevail in our world today. It's easy to see how Adam and Eve messed up. But consider what the consequences have been when we took the wrong advice. We find out that we encounter unwanted pregnancy. We encounter unemployment. We encounter incarceration. We encounter death. We encounter broken homes. We encounter financial ruin. Sometimes we choose a path that seems less painful, the path of immediate gratification. But in any way, it backfires and destroys our lives. How then can we repair our financial circumstances? How can we repair our health, employment situations, our family time, and our standing in the community? Even though we might not see or understand the reason behind God's wisdom and his counsel, it's better to obey. We know that obeying God's voice and his wisdom will always bring us health and peace and keep us out of destructive entanglement. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know, hallelujah, Jesus, that the appetite of the world and the flesh are powerful and is addictive tools of the devil. He appeals to our love for what satisfies our selfish and sinful desires. And he uses it to tempt and to control, discourage, to defeat and destroy us. We crave power, money, or food, or alcohol, or clothes, or sex, even though we're in danger of sacrificing our friends, our loved ones, and even our relationship with our Savior to satisfy our desires. How can we resist the temptation of Satan, you might ask, Overseer War? Paul tells us to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That scripture reading is found in the law of Galatians 5 and 16. He also wrote, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That scripture reading is found in the law of Romans 13 and 14. And we know that John said, do not love the world or the things in the world. That's found in the law of John, 1 John 2 and 15. Put on the law and walk in the Spirit. And we know when temptation darts to sell us, when in devious path we are straight, let your goodness never fail us. Lead us in your perfect way. We know that God provides the armor to withstand temptation, but we must put it on. We must put on the whole armor of God and able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And now that you and I know what the Bible says about Jesus' power over the real spirit world of Satan and his demons, I and you have been freed from our former fears, because I and you have placed our faith, hallelujah, we have placed our faith in Christ as my Lord and your Lord and Savior. And you and I realize that we don't need to try to appease or fight evil spirits by ourselves. But Jesus showed his power over the spirit world as he cast out demons. We find in the law of Luke 11 and 14 on through 23. When he died on the cross for us and he rose from the grave, Jesus triumphed over Satan and sealed his doom. That's found in the Colossians 2 and 15. Then you can go into the law of Revelation 20 and 10. The Bible assures followers of Christ, he who is in you, hallelujah, is greater than he who is in the world. Thank you, Jesus. That's found in the law of John 4 and 4. We need not fear the evil of the demons, because our Lord Jesus is greater. And we know the power of Satan is no match for the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know my time is just about over. Hallelujah. But I just want you to know that when you are in Christ Jesus, you got power over any demon. Any demon that approach you, you can bind it and send it back to the pit of hell in which it came. Hallelujah. Boy, I can't believe my time has run out this quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But we know that Paul declares that our primary warfare is against an army of rebellious angels headed by Satan. The bad news is that they are more intelligent and powerful than we are. The good news is that Jesus defeated them by his death on the cross, having disarmed principalities and power. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. That's found in the law again of Colossians 2 and 15. There are many things beyond our control, but we need not fear. We who have placed our trust in Jesus are on the winning side. Hallelujah. Satan may win some battles, but he cannot win the war. In closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit to impact your mind. That I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petition you'd like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God has delivered Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Email address, joelaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we come across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God as God go in you. We have about 25 seconds remaining. And if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, the lines are now open. The numbers are 646-200-44. I'm sorry. The numbers are 646-200-3074. The toll-free call-in number, 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in. We have exactly 24 seconds. Yes, we do. 24 seconds remaining. So if you have any prayer petitions that you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to call in at this moment. May God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.